President. I'm calling only because Mike Mansfield told me to call you. Mike is talking to Hill now. Seems that this fellow Ramsey, so Bill Wirtz tells me, is trying to walk out on what the transcript says this afternoon he would do. Apparently has told Wirtz that he's had no direct request from the President, and I just want to tell you that under no circumstances should you do more than you've done. Your letter is sufficient. I said to Wirtz, what's he trying to do, rub the President's nose in it? I said, this is unthinkable. He's made his commitment to this committee, and what we want is a direct yes or no answer from him. And Wirtz wanted me to get it across to Hill that Hill's not to bargain with him, and Mansfield's talking to Hill, and then I'll talk to Hill. But I thought you ought to know this play. Mansfield at least thought you ought to know.
Sure did.
To call you.
Now, Weenie called me just now and said that he had asked them on two separate occasions on behalf of the President of the United States as President of AFL-CIO to please do the reasonable thing and agree to consent, week, 10 days, whatever it was. He said they told him they'd considered, and this fellow Fox did, and he said he's agreeable to him and all the rest of them. But then he called back and said it's not agreeable to the C. Miller Group. And he said that they turned him down twice. Now, he said, he just talked to him again, and they said to him, well, we have no direct request from the President. That was what Teddy said. Well, he said, you certainly do. Well, I said, who'd he make it to? He said, he made it to me. He said, when? He said, last week, and within the hour. He's made it to me again this afternoon, after 5 o'clock. And they said, well, okay, they'd considered. Now, he thinks, I gather, that they think they're going to try to do some bargaining of some kind, and that's what we don't want. And,
no bargaining.
And you can pass this thing. And now, have you all got an agreement to go back in session?
Oh, yeah, we got an agreement to go back in session.
All right, well, you, just the main thing is, what I'm worried about, Wayne, the House is awfully skittish. It gets a request from its President, and it acts on it like it did on the Latin American thing, and it gets over in the Senate, and it gets bared down. They left out hanging, holding the cap.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to take it up tomorrow. They reported 20-0 today, and they got 40 minutes to debate it, and they got unanimous consent. There wasn't one of the 435 object. Now, if we don't report it in the Senate, Larry O'Brien says the House is going to look, uh-oh, what's happening? This Senate's playing footsie with us, and they'll be scary.
Well, so if we get the agreement tonight, it would be all right.
If he gets the agreement tonight, that's fine. If you don't, you ought to report it tonight.
Now,
you've got till midnight to report it.
Listen to this, and don't consider me presumptuous, but you and I agree that the office of the presidency is a very important symbol and institution in this country. Now, I do not think under any circumstances, when we sit there and we read this letter right into the teeth of Ramsey this afternoon, and the transcript will show, Mr. President, that he said he made the commitment that he would recommend to his people, in light of that letter, that they go along with this voluntary postponement, that the presidency should do nothing further in direct contact with Mr. Ramsey and Mr. C. Miller.
Well, I won't until I talk to you and don't plan to, but let me tell you why. Now, I didn't want this morning. That's one reason I even hesitated to write this letter. Last time I had dealings with C. Miller, they called me up from a building in town. Now, you've represented a lot of times over here, but you never have come in every hour and want to bring your people that you're dealing with in to see the President. Yeah. You just speak for the President. You say, this is what we'll do and what we won't do.
Absolutely.
But I told Wirtz to do that. I told Wirtz he had full authority, and I told Meany he had full authority. So what I think that they did last time on me, they called me up and they said, we have got an agreement that's satisfactory to the airlines and is satisfactory to all the unions. And we want to announce it tonight because they're going to have an election day after tomorrow, and we'd like to have it on TV and come over and report it to you. And I said, fine. So they came over. I didn't twist the arm. I hadn't been in the room. I hadn't gone to see any of them. They were just off negotiating like you negotiated with the steel workers when you brought them down here. So I sat in my office. They came over. They said, we've got an agreement. I said, okay, then let's go announce it. We went and announced it.
Right over national TV?
That's right. Then they turned, the C. Miller double-crossed me. They turned me down. Then they went out and said the high pressure from the White House had forced him to do something.
Right.
And then they reacted. Now, that's why I don't want to pressure him from the White House now. I just ask if the Secretary of Labor and if the head of the AFL-CIO and the chairman of the Labor Committee can speak, say the president has asked each one of them to ask for this extension, that ought to be enough without him crawling on his belly.
They've got a letter to the chairman of both committees, and that makes perfectly clear what your wishes are. And for them to now take the position that they get something further from you, you just can't do it, Mr. President.
Well, the main thing is you get something reported tonight. What I'm afraid of is they tell me Teddy wanted to play for time and make it go over to tomorrow.
I understand.
Then they will scare the House, and the House will say, well, it's going to be another Fulbright deal, Latin America, and just get screwed up.
I'll talk to Hill right away, but I just want you to know
if they haven't got an answer there at 6:30, you just get the quorum and get them in, vote it out. Mike says that you can do that, that he got consent till 12:30. Dirksen says he's strong for you, and that both of them will follow you, but don't let them screw you.
I'm not going to do it.
All right.
Okay, goodbye.